It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. Let's start with a little audio from Raheem Morris. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, as he always is on Wednesdays. If you missed the conversation, check it out. Odyssey app, 929thegame.com, Dukes and Bell page. Subscribe to the podcast. Here he is talking about trying to get more sacks.
I see it in practice. Practice preparation eventually equals game reality. And that was closer to what I've been seeing every day in practice, as opposed to what we've been giving to you sometimes on the weekends, right? You got to go out there and execute. The guys got to go out there and play. But you can definitely look forward to seeing more Troy. You can definitely look forward to seeing more Caden. You can definitely look forward to seeing more of those guys come in, Nate Landman, or whatever the case may be, along with the outside backers and the inside people that rush for us, or just giving more production off how they play and the way they're going to go about their business. It just – I feel really good about the guys that we have, and I have for a while.
Right.
And I was happy to see some of the results come out so everybody else can see it as well.
Good. Good, man. I mean, saw it at practice.
You went through an array of facial expressions during that audio clip.
Yeah, because, I mean, because, like, the only thing about it, you saw it in practice. Well, you can't tackle in practice. Even a scout team quarterback.
That's true.
Even tackle, you can't tackle about the scout team quarterback. You say you're getting close. Everybody gets close in practice. Mm-hmm. This ain't the first week and they got close in practice. I'm sure they done whipped with Storm Norton and them. They the scout team tackles. I bet Arnold and Katie been whipping his ass in practice.
That's the other thing. Who you going up against?
Yeah, I bet he been whipping his tail in practice. Yep. But
I hope it's true.
Me too.
I hope he's right. Me too. I hope the three against Dallas was just a sign of things to come.
Like our great former co-worker here, Hugh Douglas. Sacks come in bunches.
And they did last week.
They did.
They got a sack in back-to-back plays.
Exactly. So let's hopefully that's the remedy. It's this bunch of games right here. You get more bunches.
I don't know. You just need more bunches.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would ever look at this. I'm sure somebody could do it because they could check everything. But it's got to be some kind of record to go as many snaps as they went without getting a sack. And then get a sack on back-to-back snaps. Like, that has to be some sort of record. All right. We got to play this one. Here's DJ Moore of the Chicago Bears, talking about whether or not his head coach has lost the team.
I want to say no. The message yesterday was that we know we're 4-4 now. It's just like being 0-0. But you just got to go out there and start stacking wins how we did. And that's the best thing we can do is win and then let the chips fall how they fall after we do so.
Stop going on these damn podcasts and saying don't curse, Randy. Stop saying dumb stuff.
Oh, is that from a podcast?
I don't know.
I want to say no.
I want to say no.
Just stop.
Then say no.
Because this is what you got to do. These are the things that, as a player, you got to do when you're in this situation. Have I done everything that I have to do as a player? I watched some of that game last week against Arizona.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing good.
Yeah,
his ass was running the wrong routes and everything. Wasn't getting open. Him. Now, he's a hell of a football player, and I love him, and I love to have him on my team any day. But always when you start doing stuff like that, look at yourself, all right? Look at your teammate Jack Blanket around and giving up the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
All that stuff equals into something. Now, your coach, it ain't his fault. They should have fired his ass and brought a new head coach in to marry with the coach.
It's not his fault he's still there.
Yes.
It's his fault he's not a good coach, but it's his fault
but
it's not his fault
that
he's still there.
All that other stuff, it's so much outside noise, man, nowadays, because, again, podcasts and all that. But DJ Moore. Look, have you done your best?
Quit looking out the window and look in the mirror.
Yes.
Okay?
Don't point the finger, point the thumb.
That's why when you point your finger, three point right back at you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You point at somebody, you got three right back at you. Mm-hmm. You got to look at yourself first.
But yeah, we said this about the Bears after that play in Washington. This is something that can derail a team.
Yeah.
It really can.
And it may.
It really can.
It may have.
Yes.
Just based on the way they played against Arizona.
Yes.
Because they've been playing pretty well.
They was all right.
By and large, they've been playing pretty good. They were 4-2 to start the year, and now they're 4-4 after that Hail Mary and then the way they played last weekend. That's an interesting one because I think, you know, say they stick on this track. They're already in a really hard division. Once they get in more division games, they're probably going to lose to those three other teams because the three other teams in that division are good. Say they move on from him. That's a pretty appealing job.
I'm just telling you right now, Ben Johnson.
They got players.
Yeah, Ben Johnson, he's the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, you look at him.
In division.
In division. He's the guy. He's going to be the one that.
Ben Johnson's the Lions offensive coordinator.
He's going to be the one, you know, that the Bears are probably going to look at. Obviously, the Giants are going to look at him because that's another one. What's another job that's open?
The interesting
and maybe, what's, what?
Well, the well, there, there's one that's already open.
No, he ain't going to the Saints.
Yeah.
No, he ain't going there.
Okay.
No, he ain't going to the Saints. Or Jacksonville.
Okay.
But
Interesting, too.
That's interesting because Trent Baalke got to go. Trent Baalke got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
– Yeah.
This could be a replay of 15 years ago. Like, Trent Baalke, everywhere he goes, he does the same thing.
Go.
Hey, Week 10 kicks off tonight. Cincinnati Bengals take on the Baltimore Ravens. Last time they played, it was an overtime thriller.
Yes, great game.
Should be a fun one again. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15. Ravens are debuting some alternates.
Yeah, man. You know I hate them.
Yeah, I know. I tend to be anti-alternate also.
I hate them.
I like them.
I hate them.
I think they look pretty cool.
I hate them.
I think if it was my team, I probably wouldn't love them.
Yes.
But just as
I just like Lamar because Lamar looks so Lamar be looking sweet in it, so it's gonna look sweet because Lamar.
It's gonna look cool.
Yeah, so they're playing the Bengals tonight. It looks like T. Higgins. I don't know if he's gonna play. And my thing with T. Higgins is don't play him. You know what I'm saying? They want to give you no money. I'm on this franchise deal.
Yeah.
I might be able to fight through this hamstring, but you know what? Nah, I'm good. I'm good. And then you got is Burton gonna play? Did his ass go to meetings this week? Just
what's he up to? Like, what's that guy doing?
Being
we're talking about Jermaine Burton.
Dude, this was your week last week.
Yeah.
This is your week. Andy, walkthroughs on Saturday don't start to 10 o'clock. They don't start till 10 o'clock.
Set your alarm. Set 2.
Yeah.
You got to be there.
They don't start till 10.
And then when he did show up, he was wearing pajamas.
Yes. Yes. Somebody found a video of him in the damn casino.
Oh.
The night before in that same outfit.
Oh. Whoa, what are we doing?
Come on, man. Come on, dog. You got to grow up.
Take advantage of the opportunity.
You got to grow up.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I saw, why is this dude got pajamas on? And then somebody, I don't know if that was the next day or that same night or whatever, but he had the same thing on in the casino picture. So was his ass at the casino all night? Like,
not great.
Whoo, boy.
Not great. Not great. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.